you heard about 2012? Is this going to be a year of gloom? Or can you make it the beginning of the best life has to offer? Welcome to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J.K. Get ready to take some notes and sit back and receive some energy healing as Allison and her guests bring you the tools you need to create a welcome change. Now, here is Allison J.K.
Namaste, my community. Thank you for listening and tuning in, and congratulations on making it through 2012. And here we are, December is done. The galactic alignment has occurred. We are here now in a new era, a new year, a new day, a new moment, and a new you. Whether you believe it or not, or see any evidence proving itself to you or not, as we do on this show, we work with our subtle energies and our tuning into ourselves and learning how to read our subtle energies so that we can thrive. And we're going to be clearing in this radio show today blocks with creating the new you. And I am excited to also share with you what went down when I was in Mexico at the Mayan ruins in December during the time of the alignment. It's a phenomenal new age we're moving into, and it's not fluff. There's, you know how the moon affects the tides? It's the same concept with the electromagnetic energies from the sun aligning. So what happened on the 22nd, I was on this cruise teaching yoga and meditation and doing energy healings with Susan Shumsky and Fred Allen Wolf and Colin Andrews and lots of really great people who were stargazing every night and looking at the alignments. And there was the first alignment on the 19th, and then the next one on the 21st, and then another one on the 22nd. There's been a couple of different alignments, and some of the times vary. The Mayans had the alignment earlier in the day on the 22nd, according to some Mayan resources. And then another resource said, actually Joe Dunning said, it was from, I want to say this was Central Time, so 5 Eastern Time, like 5:07 to 5:15. And what was happening was the universe, our universe's great central sun, was in alignment with our suns in our galaxy, the Milky Way. And that alignment induced, okay, so then where that alignment landed on our planet Earth, let me back up, was some parts of South and Central and North America. And the alignment was actually through the entire Mayan ruins empire. It was amazing. I don't want to overstate that. It may not have been the entire, but it was where the alignment of the great central sun from our universe and then our Milky Way, our galaxy sun, lined up, where that also affected, lined up and then therefore affected on our planet, was directly on the Mayan empire. And I was at the Chichen Itza pyramid on the 19th, and I was there last year too, as many of you know, you've seen pictures of it and heard me talk about it. And it was very different this year. My feet, I had no shoes on either time, so I could feel the ground and the power in the ground. And my feet were vibrating from the ground. It was incredible. It was really interesting. And we were there, one group who left the cruise were there to work with Hunbat's men, a Mayan shaman, who's at the LA Conscious Life Expo, or who's been at it before, I believe. And he conducted a ceremony with us. They got a special permit, and they don't usually ever do this, to allow groups to meditate and do ceremonies right at the pyramid at Chichen Itza, but somehow we did. And I felt very blessed. We were all in white. So there was, I think, about like 80 to 100 of us with Hun Bat's men and Susan Shumsky. And then another group, I don't know how many, from our conference participants, the Mayan Galactic Cruise 2012 participants. We were on a cruise, a carnival cruise with a greater population of just cruise goers. We were then with a scientist, and I'm not going to remember his name right now, so I don't want to even say it, Robert Fulghum, I just remembered it. he was measuring the impact of our consciousness as we were in ceremony and as we were raising our consciousness due to what we were doing in the ceremony scientifically. He was using different equipment that was calibrated to be able to measure different aspects of consciousness. And then there, he also had some people walk through in his group some internal recording via journaling what they were feeling at different times throughout the time at the pyramid. And later on we checked, I checked with a couple who I befriended, Omar and Joan, hi, and they, what they felt and sensed was corresponded precisely with what we were doing. When they felt rises in the energy, it was perfectly corresponded with what we had been doing in the summer. It was amazing. So, trying to get my mouth to work here. I'm a little out of practice. I took a month hiatus off. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But the power that was coming from Chichen Itza's pyramid was amazing. And I was there again last year, right? So when I was there last year, I didn't see, first off, any Mayans walking around with orange vests. This year I did. And they were monitoring the behavior because of the 21st coming up in 2 days. There was a heightened a presence of security. Last year, they did not say anything about video cameras causing a $5 fee. And this year they did, but we were with a film crew. And apparently, speaking of that, my aunt up in Massachusetts, hi Auntie Pat, she told my dad she saw me on TV and nearly fell off her chair because she wasn't expecting it, and neither was I. I had no idea. So when I thought back when my dad told me this once I got back here to Florida after the cruise was over and the weekend I spent in Houston after that completed, and I got back here on Christmas Eve, I went to the movies with my dad on Christmas Day. And when he told me that, I thought back, and it was interesting because I remember looking into a camera lens and connecting with the guy behind the camera, and he was filming our group in ceremony. We're all in white in front of the pyramid, so we were doing something different. Something got tripped up with the permits. The security approached us, so we moved. And we went to another part of the ruins at Chichen Itza that I had not gone to last year, and it was the back part. And we got in a big circle, and he explained sacred geometry in a way, and also explained that the Mayans call the pyramid at Chichen Itza Ka, or something close to that, and the Egyptians called their one of their main pyramids in Giza Ka. So there was an alignment not only with the geometry, but with the names of other sacred sites. What Hunbat's men was saying about sacred geometry was he was using a human body to show where the sacred geometry is in the body. And then he was saying, if you understand sacred geometry here, and so he started pointing to our circle and pointing to different pillars that are part of the ruins there. He said, if you understand sacred geometry here, then you'll understand in any sacred ruins or any sacred location throughout the planet. Sacred geometry, sacred geometry. And it was brilliant, and it was like a lightning bolt, as people often nickname me, of power. I mean, it was I could feel it in my feet. It felt like there was a current in the ground. And I guess that's because of this alignment approaching with the two suns, right? The electromagnetic behavior induced. So electromagnetic is two components, electric or electricity and magnetic. And these two components are, they'll produce heat. So when people are receiving energy healing sessions with me, they'll feel the heat from my hands. And if it's generating heat, then it's most likely, what else is it generating? Well, magnetics is pull, gravity. So that explains the moon's influence on our tides. But electricity and magnetics is going to give a sense of power, of pulsations, of heat, of electricity. And that's what I was feeling at my feet. So the next day, we do another onshore excursion. We go off the boat at Cozumel, and we go to the island of Mujeres, which is the island of women, and we went to the ruins of goddess Ixchel. And there's a lot of personal tie-ins for me with something that had happened the weekend before with Goddess Ixchel, my own transformation that I just completely had empowered with this trip and being at the ruins and the alignments and at this end of December time that I'm not going to go into on air, but just really what it seems like overall for myself, as well as what I'm hearing from other healers working with other people around the world, as well as what my clients are experiencing, is just a massive dumping of old karma, old ways of being, old personality traits, old beliefs, old ways of thinking. And I mean substantial chunks of personality traits. Now, this is people, what I'm talking about are people who are already on the path of working with themselves and working with self-mastery, not necessarily people who are having crises happen to then incur or cause them to then reach out for some help that might be beyond or in conjunction with Western medicine that opens them up to these other energies, or yoga practitioners or meditation practitioners, people who are already tuned in and on their path, I'm hearing are just dumping massive amounts of old chunks of their personality that no longer serve them. I've been experiencing this progressively for the last 5 years. And I mean, I know in my life, I've always been ahead of the curve. And when I was younger, it used to make it a challenge to be me. And, you know, I've learned how to make it be a source of power, being a pioneer, instead of making it a source of discomfort and unease for me. So I started this about 5 years ago with a session I got with a healer I was working with in Palo Alto when one of my layovers from Taiwan back into America, I would always have week to 10-day layovers in California. He told me, this is about 5 years ago, Allison, you're releasing more karma than I've ever seen any person release at one time. I didn't know what that meant. I wasn't really working with karma. I wasn't really understanding nor appreciating, therefore, the importance or significance of what he was telling me. So I asked him for some help with being able to appreciate what he was saying. And he said, I've worked with thousands of people from around the world, and you're dumping more than I've ever seen a person. He didn't use the word dump. That you're releasing more karma than I've ever seen a person release at one time. I said, okay, how about a number? And he said 45% of your karma is being released. And I had a lot of stuff coming together in my life at that time that was crashing together and a lot of stuff falling apart. Eckhart Tolle, as I've said many times in many radio shows, says that crises is the greatest spiritual teacher for the masses. Crisis, in plural. I just started another new cancer client this week, and talking about this again, how personal crisis catalyzes opening up to who we know we are, but have never, some of us have not taken the time to slow down in the decades of raising children and going after our careers and living like from the 20s, late teens to the 50s until there's a crisis that happens, or if there's a crisis that happens that forces people to slow down and pay attention to the insides. And I know Gary Douglas on my radio show last year actually said, the founder of Access Consciousness, change or die. And it seems like without really, when I first heard that, I was a little bit aghast, a little taken aback, because I thought that was rather strong. And I can handle strong statements. It's not at all anything that I have reacted to before. But for me to have a sense of, wow, that's a strong statement, that's interesting information on my end. But really, it's true. After I sat with it and appreciated what he was saying, the value and the worth of the truth of what he was saying, change or die. So here's crises that lead to having to make changes. And if we don't, there's death. That's an example of cancer. Less extreme are just the examples of how happy are you in your day-to-day life. And this, I think, is the value of my message. In the day-to-day life, in the mundane world where you're living your life, if you're not fully alive, noticing smiles, the birds, the butterfly, the breeze, letting and tuning in and feeling the breeze. I don't mean every single time, but I mean most of the time. Noticing when the trees wave when you walk by, noticing gentle laughter, noticing rain. If you're not slowed down enough and cued into the more subtle aspects of life, then you are not fully alive. And that means that you are not having the levels of energy that we're meant to have. And that means that you're not having the level of vitality that you're meant to have. That means you're also not having the kind of sex life that we're meant to have. That means you're also not gearing yourself towards the kind of longevity that we're meant to have. That means you're also not living at a level of physical openness and physical strength and physical limberness that we're meant to live at. Going back and listening to my shows, if you're a new listener, will help you better understand the what might seem to you, if you're a new listener, the leaping conclusion I just made. We are in the times now where there is vast support to make our dreams come true. Our thoughts are manifesting, or our thoughts. Now, also on past shows, I've had Brent Phillips, I've had William Tiller. Those are just two off the top of my head. And I will have more of the scientists from my book coming on now in this next month, talking about the actual science of how our thoughts create our reality, what actually gets moved vibrationally or frequency, because quantum physics has found out that at the core of the universe, everything is energy. It's not physical matter. And at the energy level, what does energy do? But it pulsates or it vibrates. That's its core activity. And so sound, for example, or vibration, for example, moves that energy into something ultimately physical. That also explained, I've explained this also in the chakra radio shows that I've done when talking about the mind-body connection and how physical ailments come up and how, for example, chronic back pain is worked with within the holistic model of energy healing, as I have helped many clients release from their body. So if our thoughts move, catalyze energy in a certain way that then interacts in our bodies and outside of our bodies in the greater field where the bigger backdrop is consciousness too. And again, more scientists will be coming on to explain that and or review some of the old shows where I explain that, or I have scientists come on and explain that. The field, the greater field, then gets into play with our vibration. So if we have a typical kind of thought, it magnetic, with the law of magnetics, goes out to the bigger field and bam, in comes a matching quote unquote reality to that thought or belief. Now is the time that this is happening even quicker. The veil has moved in, the veil between, so sometimes we are trained to think in the West that God is upstairs and to the left or to the right of us, sitting in a big throne. Some of this might be overstated. A paternal figure that has the right to punish, authoritative figure up and out of us is the point. So when we're, instead of having that image of God or of a divine source, and we're instead involving our own selves with a sense of divinity within us, and we're working from that model, then we're more likely to take a sense of responsibility over our own self-management instead of turning up and outward for help or questioning, how could you do this to me, God? I'm a good person. Why do bad things happen to God people? Comes from that, this paradigm of thinking, right? So it also means less surrendering of our authority to outside figures such as rabbis and priests and doctors. I'm not suggesting don't go to your doctor. I'm suggesting listening to your body. So now is the time that instead of us having this veil between dimensions, now this is going to sound new agey or fluffy, but hang in there, okay? Because if it's instead of being a paternal God outside above us that we're praying up and out to, like the Catholic religion, for example, portrays, or like Judaism portrays, and instead it's all around us and inside of us, then it's not like we go up to reach God. It's not like we have to go up to reach our ancestors when we talk to them and tell them we love them and we miss them, people we love who've crossed over or died. It's a sense of dimensions instead. And apparently they're right to the left of us and right to the right of us. We just can't see them because what happens apparently when we're born into a body is this, in the first 6 months, you know how an infant will stare off into space? The veil isn't lowered yet between dimensions. So they're still multidimensional. They're still accessing and aware of that. And gradually up and through age, I think it's like 6 to 8, the veil gets thicker and thicker so that we can handle being in body on this planet and not have access to all that information because it's too much. As I've talked on many shows about our senses and the thresholds we have so that our senses don't pick up, for example, electromagnetic waves. Our senses, we don't see ultraviolet waves. We only see what is on the current color spectrum we know that we see. There's too much input out there really for a human being to deal with. But as we work with ourselves in meditation, we get more and more able to handle it. We get more and more sensitive to in our threshold because our thresholds are opening as we are able to handle more of the multidimensional data because we've expanded our consciousness as we've cleaned up our subconscious through the act of meditating. I'm not saying levitate or melt snow as you sit there on the snow meditating. I'm not talking about these fantasy phenomenal feats. I'm just simply talking about a slow progressive opening of the consciousness. We have so much misunderstanding in our culture the media has a lot to do with this. Hollywood has a lot to do with this about really what it means to work with our consciousness. Now is the time to have fruits bigger than we've ever gained before, quicker than we've ever gained before. From working with our subtle energies, our consciousness, our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, and cleaning it up without needing a crisis to catalyze it or to force us to clean ourselves up, without needing a crisis to force us to check ourselves, without needing a crisis to force us to pull back and learn how to manage ourselves. So if we're already engaged in that work or we're just starting, and there's more and more a symptom of this is more and more people turning to yoga and turning to meditation. It's not just for stress relief. There's more and look at the amount of Christian rock that's come out in the last couple of years, making Christianity revamped in a way and more accessible with a sense of more modernity. The same thing has been happening in Judaism to try and the religions are trying to keep up with the people's general hunger for something real that offers an authentic sense of what people are looking for, which is spirituality and not a dogmatic patriarchal religious order that's just more of politics to a sense and tells you what's right and wrong and what not to do and what to do and punishment and authoritative, but doesn't really feed the spirit. People are hungry for that. That's because of the nature of the times we're moving into. And it's been happening increasingly. Apparently, I've heard since the harmonic convergence in 87, the beginning of the shifting out of the Piscean age, out of the age of Jesus Christ and into the age of Aquarius. I'm not an astrologer. I have little to no knowledge of what that means. You can look to another resource for that. What I know that this means about consciousness is that our consciousness is able to affect each other more quickly. We're more psychic. Now, how many of you guys have been noticing in the last year, increasingly, for example, just to pick quickly a time frame, but particularly in the last like 2 months, where if you're thinking about somebody, bam, they call. Or if you're thinking about somebody, they somehow show you that they've been thinking about you. Or some element, some example of psychicness or telepathy. Because the veils are thinning. Again, consciousness, the idea of consciousness is not just an idea anymore that's for the East. It's becoming a reality in our everyday life. Wi-Fi helped that breakthrough. My book goes into all of this. So before we go into the healings, which we're getting ready to do, the clearings to help prepare you to make the most of these energies, because that is indeed the nature of this year. And I want to help you continue to support you in making the most of your life and thriving. So the more you thrive, the happier you are, the more light you give off, the more you affect the people around you, the happier our planet will be. Because of these increased vibrations, I'm going to use that word vibrations, which again is just a certain frequency, like you the FM dial, AM dial, tuning into a certain frequency. It's the same idea. Joy has one kind of vibration. Sadness, depression has another kind of vibration. So when I talk vibrations, that's what I mean. To help you raise your vibration to the higher levels is what these clearings are for and what they have been for all last year. But particularly now that we've made this passage through the galactic alignment, we are more effective at these higher levels because of the greater backdrop of the electromagnetic environment we're living in at large. And what that means, too, is that one person who is alive, awake, in a high vibration has more effect of he calibrated different consciousnesses and said that one person, I don't think I'm going to remember the exact number, one person instead of where it used to be like would affect one awake, alive, enlightened, let's say, or awakened person who lives mostly in joy and equanimity and has cleaned themselves, the density of their physical old beliefs, subconscious beliefs, the heaviness that of inherited beliefs and of false beliefs and of negative beliefs that we grow up with and that we, once we start clearing, we get lighter and lighter. We used to, in our culture and still do, use the term baggage for a reason, that colloquialism, it has a good finger on the pulse of the truth. Then we lighten, and then not in today's time, though, one person who is lightened can affect like a hundred more than what it used to be 20 years ago, times a couple more zeros. So in today's day, there is more hope, there is more ease for us to have a lighter, easier time living in joy and living in less struggle. Yeah. Yeah. So throw out the New Year's resolutions and just be it in this moment. I was elated to hear one of my clients this year say, this is the first year, this is my second year working with her, and this is my, and she said to me this week, this is my first year without resolutions. You don't need New Year's resolutions if you're not playing the game with your mind. So there's one more thing to take care of, business-wise before we go into the healings. If you look down on the page, where the links are on the bottom right, the third one down, what if there's nothing wrong fund? If you click on that, you will go to that and find a host of opportunities for all of us. My book is now ready. You can order it on Amazon.com. You can order it at BarnesandNoble.com. You can go into your local metaphysical bookstore or regular independent bookstore or even the Barnes & Noble locally or Borders or Books A Million. Please do, in fact, because that will help get the book out there more. It talks all about what I've just been talking about, this paradigm shift we're in right now. As most of you know who are regular listeners, I wrote it in my last year in Taiwan, and in the last 2 years have been rewriting it to make it approachable for the general public as opposed to a more of a practitioner level, just helping us see what we're missing in our model here in America and in the West from the 10 years of experience of being completely steeped in their model over there and working with subtle energies as an energy healer and as a meditator and a meditation teacher and a yoga teacher. It's not preachy. It's asking you, it's bringing out ideas that have not frequently been looked at in our culture. It's bringing forth science that isn't as frequently looked at in new thought and in the new sciences as other authors of the same genre put out there. It's new. There's a different take on it. And apparently there's something to my message. That's why you're listening. Help me get it out there. Go to the What If There's Nothing Wrong Fund instead of perhaps buying, if you're interested in helping at a bigger level because you've benefited from the free healings and from the information and the content, as many of you have been writing in and telling me, and thank you for writing in and telling me, thank you for letting me know how it's helping you so I can continue to do more of it. So if you're motivated to help at a different level beyond going into the local bookstore and asking them to carry my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong? Click on that link, What If There's Nothing Wrong Fund. There's offerings there for you at a 50% discount. If whether it's you want to do a lower level and work with me to receive healings at about a 50% discount, or it's you want to get your business advertised at a much higher level and reach 5 million people. There's some fantastic offerings there. Nothing is being asked for without more than beautiful, equal give back. Help, please. Spread the word with your friends too. Excuse me. And let's go ahead now and let you get comfortable in the second half of our radio show and do some theta healing and clearing. You can feel it, can't you guys? I went through a portal myself in this last month that I took a hiatus off because I had just finally finished the book's editing, re-editing production and took the month of December off from the radio show so I could focus on the book and not from my clients, and then went to the Mayan ruins at the end, and it's been an incredible time. So let me share some of it with you. Get comfortable, sit back, relax, don't drive, please. Don't be operating any kind of heavy equipment, bulldozer, car, forklift. No, not even a microwave. For those of you, by the way, who have gotten the virus, cold or flu, kombucha tea rocks. So does vitamin C, pounding it in every other hour. And here we go. Feel free to hold what you want help with at the front of your mind. See if I can pick it up in these increased telepathic psychic times. You're just going to kick back and relax. You might end up going to sleep for the new listeners. And you can go listen to the show on Theta Healing where I explain what I'm doing here. I'm not talking to God when I say creator as much or only. I'm also talking to the creator in you. It's based on quantum physics. And again, you can go listen to the show with the master Theta Healer, Brent Phillips, out of LA. It's back in last April, I think, to have Theta Healing explained more thoroughly to you. Or go to my website, the AllisonJK.com one. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief from all listeners, both now and in the future, at the core level, at the genetic level, at the soul level, while resolving it at their history level. I am not enough, yes. Replacing it with I am enough, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being enough, show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day life. Enough, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I am unsafe, yes, replacing it with I am unsafe. No, show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am safe, no, replacing it with I am safe, yes, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you come in and clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around being safe in the body, for many and all listeners, both now and in the future. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of being safe. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to all the listeners, both now and in the future, the knowing how to go about their day-to-day life being safe. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being safe for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me.
Creator, it is command and please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I always suffer when I'm in body. Yes. Replacing it with, I always suffer when I'm in body. No. Show me. Creator, it is command and please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I hate being in the body. I prefer it at home. Yes. Replacing it with, I hate being in the body. I prefer it at home. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Life is about struggling. Yes. Replacing it with, life is about struggling. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am meant to struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am unworthy of success. Yes. Replacing it with, I am unworthy of success. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am worthy of success. No. Replacing it with, I am worthy of success. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being worthy of success. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives worthy of success. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded you download for each of their highest and best, with grace and ease, the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of success. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, that you come in and clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma surrounding issues of success and not good enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't deserve to have what I desire. Yes. Replacing it with, I do deserve to have what I desire. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I never get what I want. Yes. Replacing it with, I never get what I want. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the feeling of having their desires met. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being worthy of having their desires met. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives having their desires met. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I am meant to suffer. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to suffer. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am meant to suffer. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to thrive. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I can't. Yes. Replacing it with, I can. Yes. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't deserve to have my needs met. Yes. Replacing it with, I do deserve to have my needs met. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to download the feeling of being deserving of having their needs met. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, deserving of having their needs met. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am unworthy of reaching my goals. Yes. Replacing it with, I am worthy of reaching my goals. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm not enough. Yes. Replacing it with, I am enough. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please. You come in and clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around not being enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I'm not good enough. Yes. Replacing it with, I am good enough. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being good enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives being good enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I always get hurt. Yes. Replacing it with, I always get hurt. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't know. Yes. Replacing it with, I do know. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to download the feeling of knowing. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives. Knowing. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of intuition for each of their highest and best with grace and ease and intuitive knowing. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm afraid, yes. Replacing it with, I'm afraid, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I hate change. Yes. Replacing it with, I hate change. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Change always brings bad. Yes. Replacing it with, change always brings bad. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Change is bad, yes. Replacing it with, change is good, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of change being good. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with change being good. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of change for each of their highest and best with grace and ease, please. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Others' opinions matter more than mine, yes. Replacing it with others' opinions matter more than mine, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. What other people think of me is important, yes. Replacing it with what other people think of me is important, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I need other people to approve of me, yes. Replacing it with, I need other people to approve of me, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I approve of myself, no. Replacing it with, I approve of myself, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of approving of themselves. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with self-approval, approving of themselves. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of self-approval for their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I like myself, no. Replacing it with, I like myself, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I deserve to be happy, no. Replacing it with, I deserve to be happy, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of deserving of being happy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, deserving of being happy. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Their needs are more important than mine, yes. Replacing it with, their needs are more important than mine, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief from all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Their needs are more important than mine, yes. Replacing it with, my needs are equally important as theirs, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the feeling of their needs being of equal importance to those around them. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with their needs equally important as those around them. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of self-nurturing for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. They're more important than me, yes. Replacing it with, they're more important than me, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't know how to tune into myself. Yes. Replacing it with, I do know how to tune into myself. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. nobody listens to me, yes, replacing it with nobody listens to me, no, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm not worth listening to. Yes, replacing it with, I'm not worth listening to. No, show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm not worth listening to. Yes, replacing it with, I am worth listening to. Yes, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am always misunderstood. Yes, replacing it with, I am always misunderstood. No, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I can speak up for my needs. No. Replacing it with, I can speak up for my needs, yes, show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of being able to speak up for their needs, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, being able to speak up for their needs, show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm never heard. Yes, replacing it with, I'm never heard. No, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. When I speak up with my needs, nobody listens. Yes. Replacing it with, when I speak up with my needs, nobody listens. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am in danger if I speak up. Yes. Replacing it with, I am in danger if I speak up. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. It's okay for me to speak up. No. Replacing it with, it's okay for me to speak up. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. It's safe for me to speak up. No. Replacing it with, it's safe for me to speak up. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you go in, please, and clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around it being unsafe to speak up. Show me. Okay, I'm going to slowly address, because we have less than 1 minute left. These were huge healings. Anytime I do the clearing of free-floating thoughts and trauma, huge shifts. Go slow, easy, and gentle with yourself over the next week. Come back next week and listen for more. Let me help you integrate these, because that's what's going to happen as these clear out. Oh, when a new thought comes in that will feel really new and different to you, because we're making room now as we get rid of this old density for the new you. Take advantage of the support that's available right now in this universe. Baths with Himalayan rock salt will help discharge the release you might be going through, some of you more than others. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. Some of you may find yourselves needing to sleep more, wanting more time alone. You're going to be going through, some of you may be less gentle of releases than others. You may be irritated with loved ones more easily. Take your space. Everybody reacts differently depending on what's in there that we just touched, but there was a lot of trauma clearing. And that always is like a hammer. Much love, many blessings, and check out the What If There's Nothing Wrong Fund. It's a way to get my book too, by the way. Be happy, be safe. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. Thank you for adding you to this planet. We need you.
Love. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Create Your Best Life Ever, featuring Allison J.K. Please join us again next Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Now, enjoy your weekend and start making positive changes today.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.